We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Guess everybody's in a little better mood today. Most everybody, anyway. Looks like rainfall didn't get too much up into the panhandle in northwestern Oklahoma, but everywhere else we got some good rain. According to the Gabe Gadget Mesonet Center here in the studio, Elk City, we've got 1.25 inches of rain. When I left this morning, it wasn't done raining. I had 85 hundredths or 851 thousandths. Let's check out some temperatures real quick. And 65 degrees at Slapout, 67 at Eric, 66 at Putnam, 67 at Cherokee, Hollis, Oklahoma, Capital Harmon County, 67 degrees. Tipton, 72 degrees. Let's see what's happening out in the Panhandle. 69 at Odell, 67 at Dozer and Lipscomb. You're 65 degrees. And McLean, 64 degrees there, Long I-40. Anyway, let's see. The Today in Ag text line is wide open today, and today is the man, my brain just went blank. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Happy Cap Hour. Oh, I got to say something. I drove by there. I'm glad I didn't bring Beth into town to get her pedicure and manicure, but that was a very successful day at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic Saturday for their clinic. They had helping at a discount all the dogs and cats, and I haven't heard if there was anything besides dogs and cats brought in, but anyway, there was a line out there. The parking lot was full. They was parking across the street, so Dr. Taylor was pretty busy there Saturday. All right, let's see what we got here. Rainfall amounts. Oh, 225-9697 for your rainfall amount, if you don't mind, county, town, whatever. And let me know how much you got. It's an exciting event. I'm sorry. When you get rain, after as long as we've been without rain, it's exciting. That's all there is to it. Let's see here. Oh, got a rain gauge check at Hobart. Just right on the west side of Hobart there, 2.5 inches. How about that? 59 hundredths, this is all Mesonet measurements. 59 hundredths at Cheyenne, 68 hundredths at Hollis, 1.59 at Mangum, 1.1.5 at Altus, almost an inch at Tipton, inch and a half at Bessie, 0.8 at Putnam, home of B&L Red Angus, Lori and Miss Lori. And Benji, a little over an inch at Watonga, over 2 inches at Hinton. So anyway, good rainfall totals there. Anyway, as I posted on, I shared it on my page also, but I posted it on KCO's Facebook page. As today is National Farmers Wives Day. Take care of the ladies today, all right? And it's rain. Kerry Johnson over at Delhi said, oh, how convenient, you did it on a rain day. Well, that's the way it goes. Anyway, she's also the one that says her husband's too cheap to take her out to eat or doesn't have enough money, but the next day he buys a $5,000 piece of equipment. She said just something messed up in the financial planning of farmers and ranchers. But anyway, so it's a good day, good rainfall. I did try to finish up the last pivot last night, baling peanut hay. I was probably about 47% successful. Hung in there as long as I could until it rained so much. Peanut hay, if you never bale peanut hay, it can be pretty wet. And you can get it baled up. But that last field we did, it was pretty dry when we was combining. It was ground up pretty good, but finally, about 12:15 there, I plugged the baler off with wet peanut hay and had to call her quits finally. So anyway, it's I was almost done. Just almost got her done. So we'll see what's going on with that day. Okay, let's check out what was happening overnight in our ag world. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading on an improved crop prospects in Australia and Argentina, and corn and beans declined on harvest pressure. Precipitation in parts of Australia last week and into the weekend gave wheat a much-needed boost. Parts of the Western Australia and Southern Victoria saw rainfall over the weekend, said Don Kinley, agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Rain is forecast for Southern Victoria tomorrow in the states of New South Wales and Southern Queensland this week, the forecaster said. Still drier weather is on the way. Continuing very limited rains across most wheat areas in this week will favor dry down. Precipitation also fell in parts of Argentina over the weekend. The growing states of Cordoba, Santa Fe, Entre Rios, La Pampa, and South Central Buenos Aires saw rainfall. More rain is expected in parts of the southern Cordoba and East La Pampa tomorrow. Rains have improved moisture slightly, Kenny said. Limited rains later this week will lower moisture again, but improvements are expected again next week. I looked at the two-week forecast here before the show started. Looks like we got a lot of rain in our forecast. You know, whether it happens or not, we'll see. I almost gave up last night because those things were just going east and south, and looked like they were headed towards the city, and then all of a sudden, here she comes. So, anyway, I always have my fingers crossed for the rain, but I was having my doubts there for a little bit. Corn and soybeans were lower as the U.S. harvest rolls on. About 59% of the corn crop was harvested as of Sunday, up from 45% a week earlier, and ahead of the prior five-year average of 54%. Hopefully we can get we got our corn crop to get out. Hopefully next week. We'll see how it dries out. 76% of soybeans were in the bin at the start of the week, up from 62% 7 days ago, or 7 days earlier, and the normal 67% for this time of the year. Winter wheat planting is headed to the finish line with 77% collected, up from 68% a week earlier, but a percentage point behind the average, according to the USDA's crop report yesterday. Wheat futures for December delivery overnight lost 5.75 cents to 581.5 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures were down 9 cents to 661.75 cents a bushel. Corn for December delivery fell 3.75 cents to 486.5 a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery declined 1.75 cents to 1303.75 a bushel. Soy meal was down $1.30 to $4.19.20 a short ton, and soy oil lost 0.89 cents to 51.05 cents a pound. Some quick weather here. Winter storm warnings have been issued for a large chunk of Montana, while winter storm watches will take effect late tonight in parts of North Dakota, according to the National Weather Service. Snow accumulations up to 11 inches of our forecast for much of central and western Montana starting tonight and lasting through tomorrow evening. Winds will gust up to 35 miles an hour, so it's going to be an all-out blizzard probably. Travel could be very difficult to impossible, and tire chains may be required for some vehicles. A winter storm watch is in effect late tonight through Thursday. There might be a break in the snow Wednesday night before a round of heavier snow impacts western and central North Dakota through Thursday night. And it looks like we're going to have some rain on and off all day today, but in the morning, I think this is our big rain coming in the morning, and looks like, according to the hourly deal, it's going to be raining all day tomorrow in most areas. So, okay, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When we come back, we'll go over some market reports from Elk City and Western Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Do
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can, especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call 806-665-06.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. It's going to be fun today. I can already tell everybody's in a good mood. We got some rain. Let's see what's happening at the weather today at Odell, Texas. 69 degrees, humidity's 98, dew point 69. Wind is out of the south at 15 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 26 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 3.02 inches of rain. So they got a good rain last night. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 71 degrees. Well, on the phone with me live from Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is Mr. Brandon Hickey, the world-famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon, or I guess it's still morning, Jimmy.
No, it's just good noon. How's that? yeah, rain's good. You just told me you had what in the gauge there at the barn?
1.7 here at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction in a gauge, and it's still raining a little bit.
Cool. And then you got, what did you say, 9/10 at Foss last night?
9/10 when I left the house at Foss at 10:30. It's still raining pretty good there, and had 9/10 when I left Foss this morning about 10:30. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, man, this'll get the spirits in a little better mood, especially, I mean, we got a little bit of cold weather coming in the first part of next week, but after that it warms back up. So there's still that little bit of hope that we can
there's
get some their winter forage going on.
But you bet.
So anyway, what happened at Elk City Friday? You had a good sale.
Had a good sale. Had a lot of really good cattle, a lot of good strings of them ranks for S calves again. With what was going on in the market, the market was a little cheaper, but it wasn't just down really bad. I was pretty concerned there Friday morning after the big downturn there Thursday with the leak report that we might be in for a train wreck. But it nothing except the 5 and 6 weight bulls was down pretty significantly. But everything else was just down a little bit. The good cattle, very good big strings of front end cattle still sell really good.
Yeah, it's there was I seen on the boy cows, you call them, there was a nice bunch out of Raiden weighing 560, brought 260. I'll take that every day.
Yes sir. Those guys do a good job with their program.
Looks like on the girls, the heifers, he had one string in there from Cheyenne weighing 592, brought 214. That's still pretty good. That's $1,100 for a heifer, so that's pretty good.
Yes sir, absolutely. Yep.
Didn't you say last week if you're thinking about rebuilding some of your herd or replacing some of your cows you've got rid of or going to get rid of, right now be a good time to do that?
Boy, yeah, I tell you, if you can find a good young cow, they're not that high in compared to what the calves off of them are bringing, but they're really hard to find right now. But I tell you what, you could put these replacement heifers together coming to town right now, put you some really fancy heifers together and grow you up some really good cows right now for a really nice, starting out price. Back this summer, we was looking at $1,600 starting out initial investment in these things, and with this fall, the market doing what it's doing, this, that, and the other, we fall down, about falling back now where you could get started with them things back in that $1,200 to $1,300 range, and with what these calves are bringing, that's a pretty good I'd say that's a pretty good investment, pretty good starting off place to start you a cow herd. Boy, you sure got a lot of really nice heifers coming to town right now that I'd sure like to see some of them start to go back to the country instead of all of them going to the grow yards and then ultimately to the feed yard.
Right, and then, well, of course, and then now see, now don't think about your expenses, but just think about cow-to-cow talk here. You can buy a heifer, 500-600-pound heifer, and get them out there, get them ready to breed this coming late spring, and it'll only take one calf to pay for the, if the market stays like it is, one calf to pay for that heifer versus one and a half it was back in the summer.
Yes, sir.
But there's no expenses in raising cattle. Just ask anybody.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to market those heifers, if you don't want to calve them out yourself, you just want to put a nice together group together and sell them to somebody else. I mean, you're looking at a potential $1,000-$1,500 roll up in those heifers, a year from now. So it's not very often that you've got an opportunity that looks that good.
Right. Exactly. And there's so it'd be a good time to get her done. So anyway, what was slaughter cattle doing at Elk City Friday?
We were down just a smidgen, just a little bit. Our best bulls kind of bring 125, best high yielding fat cows bring about 117. We had some thinner cows. They're starting to buy some feeding cows now, getting prepared for the Christmas break. So we had some of them thinner feeding type cows back down in the mid to high 80s. So that was nice to see that they're starting to pick around and buy a few feeding cows, in preparation for the Christmas break. I didn't little later for them to start than what they normally do, but they're kind of getting started on that now. And so, that helps a little bit with some of these, starting to see a lot more of those thinner cows come in with these big calves pulling on them and the grass playing out just a little bit. And so you start to lose some flesh condition on some of these cows. And so it's always nice to be able to get a feeding figure out of them as opposed to just a butcher cow figure, because you know the yields are getting so low on those thinner cows that if they're if you're only getting the butcher figure on them, it gets down there when you're talking about cows. They're going to be yielding down in the low 30s, and that sure helps to have that feeding figures out there to prop that up a little bit.
Yeah, and these slaughtered cows have stayed way higher longer than I ever thought they would.
Yeah, but I, we've seen a drop this fall, and I really thought we might not see a drop this fall, as many as we sold last winter and last spring, but we might have enough of them sold that we might not experience a drop, and we have. And it's not been to the magnitude that it usually is in September and October of every year, but I thought we might not see a drop at all, but we have. Right. We're sure.
It's still good though.
Yeah, we're sure down from our top, $12 or $15 from our top on these butcher cows and bulls. But yeah, it's still good, and that's not the normal $30 to $40 drop we seem to see most falls historically. That we'll see a $25 to $40 drop in the fall on those butcher cows and bulls when so many of them start coming to town. So it's sure not what it has been sometimes historically in the past.
Western Oklahoma yesterday, you had 1,566 head, and there was a little bit drop in it, but it's not compared to what's going on in the real world out here in the futures.
I tell you what, with a $6 day down in the futures board yesterday, I was very pleasantly surprised with where we were at.
Well, I was looking at that.
I had a really nice run of feeder cattle too, especially on the steer end. You know, I had a lot of really nice feeder steers, and we did have some guys that their orders got pulled about 20 minutes before the sale started. They a little bit of fear and panic going on, and we had some guys that pulled out, but the other orders, there was still plenty of orders, plenty of buyer interest there to go around and keep that thing up, sure better than what I was concerned it might be with the direction that board was going there yesterday.
Yeah, when I opened that board up yesterday morning for the show, I was like, ooh, what's going on here? But you had a big, nice set of steers from Hammond that was weighing 672, brought 232. A big set from Clinton, 90 to be exact, weighing 758. They brought 238. And Cheyenne, you had 65 head, weighing 775. They brought 235. Them guys had to be still. They had to be happy.
Yeah, they were tickled. And that big string from Hammond, those were just calves right off the cows.
Really?
So that was a really good sale on them.
Yeah, I guess they was, wasn't they?
Yep. And the set from Blair, 7 1/4 weights from Blair at 230. Those was 45 day wing. Really, really fancy, really good cattle from Blair. But big cattle for just being 45 days weaned. Those sold really good at 230. And then big cattle on up there at 775 at 235, 861 at 231, it's not what it was a month ago, but considering that between Thursday, Friday, and Monday, we were down about $15 on that futures board, I was very happy to have as much buyer interest as we did and get what we was able to get out of those cattle.
Well, let's stick a boat paddle in a 55-gallon drum and stir it up. What do you think's going on here?
Well, personal opinion, in my humble opinion, I think we've got a fox in the hen house. I think we've got some market manipulation going on. I think that there's somebody that is being able to pad the right pockets to manipulate this thing where they can make them some money, where they're going to be able to make some money. If it's not that, then I think we've got just some utter incompetence going on. I don't really believe that we put 6% more cattle on feed in September this year than we did last year. I think there's incompetence and they didn't report the numbers right the previous couple of months, or they're trying to catch up for it, make up for it now, or we've got some market manipulation going on. Somebody's got their finger in the cookie jar, and the American farmer and rancher is paying for it.
Oh, yeah. And it's just, I've watched, like you said, last Thursday, Friday, yesterday. There's no news out there. Yes, we got Ukraine and Israel going on, but that usually doesn't affect the cattle market because of the way the cattle market is right now. If we got a shortage, we got a shortage. People still selling off their breeding stock and stuff like that. There's no reason for it to go on. Probably, you're right, there's probably some data clerk.
Fundamentals have not changed. Our fundamentals are all still just like they were. But, you know, and the other thing that really bothers me about, you know, nobody's supposed to know what's in that report until 2 o'clock Friday. And everybody knew what was in that report on Thursday. I mean, that thing went down $5 because of it's already out and what was going to come out on it. You know, so somebody is somebody's getting some insider trading information, and you know, they're jumping around, jumping out of that thing and ahead of everybody else, and it's causing panic. You know, and the thing about it is you know, all of those paper traders, they can jump in and out when they want. You know, they can get rid of that paper anytime they want or buy that paper anytime they want. But all of us people out here in the real world that are raising these things, we've got a product that's going to be already, you know, yeah, we can move it a little bit, but you know, we can't sell it on a moment's notice like they can those paper. They can trade that paper on a moment's notice, and we can't do that. You know, we're stuck to ride out whatever happens until we can, you know, we can reformulate a marketing plan, but we can't do it in a matter of minutes. You know, it's going to take days at the least, and that's if you're really, you know, if you're really organized to be able to redo your marketing plan. So, you know, it's there's way too many contracts, you know, that are getting traded on that thing. You know, people are using that as a way to try to make a living, and that was never what it was meant for. You know, I'm not opposed to it being used for that way, but when you've got so many big, huge numbers in it that they can manipulate it, move it how they want to, quick, you know, so much faster than what it really ought to be, they really ought to be able to move it. It's frustrating, and you know, and the thing about it is you know, it's not the real world. I mean, you know, what's happened on that futures board, you know, it's a guide, but if you really want to know what these cattle are worth, come to the auctions. You know, and you're going to find out what they're worth, what people think, what they're willing to give for them, to put them in their feedlot or to put them in their grow yard or to take them to their wheat pasture or whatever. That's where the real market is made. It's not on that futures board. It's purely a guide. But unfortunately, the guide gets too much precedence. Sometimes gets over manipulated, and it hurts us real producers when it's able to happen that way.
Yeah, you take. Now, let me do a number here real quick. Let me get back to your deal from yesterday. And let's see here. So this is what happened. Even though it's still sold at a great price, you take the gentleman or the ranch from Clinton, 90 head, it's seven. Let me get my calculator out here. 90 head times 90 times 758. That's 68,000, basically 68,000 pounds of weight there, and you do the math there. Let's see here, let's see, manipulated at $5. That cost him some money yesterday, $4,000 or $5,000, just because somebody sold the paper a little early.
Yes sir, absolutely.
So anyway, there you go. Well, that's why I like having you on the show. You're straightforward, and that's why you're one of the most popular people to come on my show, because you're actually on here by demand. You know that, right?
I don't know if I believe that. You keep telling me that, but I don't know whether to believe it. But I do got something I've got to tell you. I almost got pulled off the air last week.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I almost did, because somebody, thank you very much, Cade, sent my daughter a 30-second excerpt of me talking on your radio show.
Yeah.
And my daughter is an ag communications major at Oklahoma State University. And almost immediately after she gets this 30-second Snapchat deal, I get a phone call. And her critique was that I was rambly and somewhat awkward and not real polished. She said, "Dad, it just sounded like you was having a conversation." I said, "That's what I was doing. Just having a conversation with Jimmy, that's all I was doing." And she said, "Well, it just didn't sound very polished. It's little rambly, was a little awkward, Dad. So, ever since last week, I've been practicing on my radio voice so that I might sound more official when I call in and we have these official visits and I can tell people my official opinions. I've been working hard on my radio voice. So.
Oh, my God. Anyway, we're going to have to get her on the show and see if she can polish me up. I didn't know she was going up there
I'm sure by the time that Oklahoma State is finished making ag communications major out of her, she will think you and I are the most hit radio people in the world. So.
and that's what we're supposed to be, because both of my bosses, Blake and Gabe, they said, we want this show to be real, so keep it somewhere between Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern. So here we are. Well, you got either at Elk City or Clinton, you got some what's coming in? Do you have anything coming in that you know of yet?
Not any cows. You know, I've been able to tell you about some good young cows and pairs the last 2 weeks there at Elk City, but don't have any of those on consignment this week. But I do have a really nice, fancy set of black and black baldies coming in from David Heffley over at Briscoe this week, this coming Friday. Man, he's got a program. I mean, his calves are big.
Yes, good. I've heard of his program.
And just really, really nice. And he's bringing his first truckload in this week. And there will be some replacement heifer buyers in the barn on those heifers, I can tell you for sure, because there's been many, many of his sets that have went back home to the country and on his bit pretty black and black baldy heifers, and I've yet to hear a complaint from any of those guys that's bought them. They all just love how they turn out, the cows they make. So excited to have his first load. He's planning on bringing a load this week and another load next week, and they will be right off the cows. But now next week, November 3rd, being my special wing calf sale there at Elk City, a week from this Friday, and got a nice big, several nice consignments of cattle, 45 to 90 day wing cattle coming in for the November 3rd special wing calf sale. So anxious to see what the market will do between now and then, and hopefully it'll kind of get lined out. We'll get the fear and the panic out of it, and people be ready to buy some cattle with this rain that we've had. Maybe it'll a little sunlight and it'll perk this wheat up. I've seen some wheat that looks like it could be ready to graze if it would get with this nice rain. If it could get a little sunshine, just a little bit of warmth, I think there'd be some fall grazing available. We'll just have to see what happens, and hopefully this market gets lined out and get the fear and the panic out of it and gets back to fundamentals instead of the knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, back to normal. One last question before we let you go, since I already went 10 minutes over anyway. What, in your professional opinion, and we've talked about this a couple times over the last couple of years, but I want everybody here today, what, in your professional opinion, do you think buyers want those calves winged at? 60 days, 90 days, 120, what's going to do the best that you can afford to do?
Well, it really varies on the time of year, Jimmy. When we get into this fall of the year, it is so incredibly hard on these calves when these temperatures go to swinging 30 and 40 degrees like they do in the fall and the spring. So if you're going to market calves in the fall or the spring, you really need to put a minimum 60 days, and they're going to really hit the good premiums once they get past that 75-day mark.
Okay.
That's what Mr. Baker's calf his 770 weight steers that we sold yesterday, that's what he had on them, was 75 days. And he got right up there real close to the full feeder, 120 day winged price. So you really, in the fall and the spring, it's really important to get past 60 for sure, but 75 before you're really going to see a big jump in the premium. Now, if you're marketing cattle in the winter and the summer where the temperatures are more constant, 45 days on a good home raised set can get you by just fine.
Okay.
You guys don't have any problems buying a 45 day weaned calf in the summer and in the winter. But in the spring and in the fall, when the temperatures are just swinging more and the more volatility in what's going on with our humidities and everything else, it's very important to get them past 60 or better. And if you really want to get the good premiums, get them up to that 75 or better.
All right, cool. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and tell your daughter that next week, if you and I get to rambling like we did today, we might have to take a break in the middle. So, Brandon Hickey, thank you for coming on today and giving us an update on the markets for the last 3 or 4 days. And I guess we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You bet.
Well, let's take a Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic break. Come back. We'll have a weather update from Northwestern Oklahoma.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Never follow. Take the lead this fall. Drive away in a new ride from Cummins and Weatherford today. The new 2023 Ford Expedition, the new 2023 Ford Explorer, the new 2023 Ford F-150 on the lot right now. Be a leader in your new 2023 Ford from the amazing Ford lineup. Unbelievable pricing, easy financing, great service, best Ford experts in Western Oklahoma. Cummins Ford Lincoln and Weatherford, just off I-40 and Airport Road, and online at CumminsFordWeatherford.com. Built Ford tough.
Blair Tire and Feed is hitting the pause button so they can renovate. Blair Tire and Feed will be closed from October 27th through November 5th. Then they'll reopen Monday, November 6th, and they'll be better than ever. But even during renovations, they'll still answer the phone and service trucks will still run. So if you've got a tire that needs fixed, just call 580-563-2692. 563-2692. Blair Tire and Feed is shutting down for renovations October 27th through November 5th. Then reopen November 6th. Thanks for your patience. They'll see you soon.
Where's your plumber when you need one?
In Elk City. That's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs that we all try to avoid. They're also looking to hire an experienced journeyman plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. Pays competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, just go by the Klein Mechanical office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 580-225-1242. That's 225-1242.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Some like it hot, some like it cold, some like it like Sean Wilson and Jimmy Clark, 90 years old. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 23rd. 1,566 head were sold, 11 head of steers at 493, brought 236, 7 at 521, brought 276, 10 at 578, brought 262, 4 at 658, brought 204, 20 at 724, brought 230, 65 at 775, brought 235, 23 at 861, brought 231, 3 head of heifers at 463, brought 229, 5 at 493, brought 220, 6 at 530. 34 brought 217, 10 at 577 brought 225, 7 at 610 brought 224, 8 at 626 brought 234, 6 at 986 brought 190, butcher cows were 26 to 117, butcher bulls brought 98 to 115, bred cows were 1300 to 1485, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095. God bless you, Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, since I thought of Benji and Lori White up there, B&L Red Angus, let's do Putnam for your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update. 67 degrees at Putnam, dew point is 66, humidity's 96%. The winds are out of the south at 6 miles an hour, 24-hour rainfall. 86 one-hundredths of an inch, and that's your 10-day rainfall, too. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 69 degrees, fractional water 0.1, sunset 6:50 tonight. 100% chance of rain today, 74 for your high. Tonight, 30% chance of rain, 62 for your low. Tomorrow, rain showers, 80% chance. Winds out of the south, 14 to 17 miles an hour, with 69 being your high today. We got a lot of catching up, Brandon, and I should have took a break in there. So we're going to have some quick break. Today is Hay Day Tuesday. So I was looking at the market, and here we go. California premium alfalfa is down. It's anywhere from 200 to 260. In Kansas, 250 to 370, and that 370 being delivered. Missouri's 200 to 300. Montana's 315 per ton for, this is all premium prices. Nothing available in Oklahoma. Looks like the only thing reported sold in Oklahoma last week to the USDA was some good alfalfa at $180 per ton. Oregon's 220 to 390, Pennsylvania's 370, big state down south of us and to the west of us, Big T, is 320 to 425, and both of those were delivered and reported. Just nothing, it's just kind of quiet right now, but I got a feeling with the storms rolling in and the colder weather on the way, the market's getting ready to pick up, because some guy's going to go, oh crap, I forgot stockpile hay for the winter. So he's going to go come out buying more than one of them, I promise you. Grass, California's at 250. Iowa's anywhere 210 to 245. Kansas is anywhere on 180 to 250 for premium grass. Missouri's at 225. Oklahoma's at 175, and that was delivered. Texas, 240 to 390, because there's a big chunk of Texas under a drought right now. I know I had some friends of my son's down in Texas call me last week looking for some hay up here, and they're not very far down south. They're around between Wichita Falls and Decatur, so they're anyways pretty dry down in that area, he said. There you have it. All right, let's see here. Let's do a quick update on the markets. Yep, this will go here. Corn futures, December 484. March is 499. Soybeans for November, 1295. Up 8, actually. Up 9 is January at 1314. Soybean meal, December, 430, 10. Up $9.60 today. So something's happening on the markets. January's 41940. Soybean oil's down a little bit, not much, 0.3 cents. 5160 for December. Hard red winter wheat is down 8. December 662 and March is 671. And let's see what cotton's doing. Cotton's down a little bit, less than a penny, but December is 8306. March is 8487. It looks like live cattle for October 178.75, up half a dollar. December's 178.50, up 15 cents, and February's 180.77. The market's already changed in the last 30 minutes. Those guys must have been listening to Brandon's, all I can tell you. Feeder cattle for October, up $2.32 today at $239.95. November's $235.92, up, 12 cents. And January's $235.42, and March, $238.70. All right. Let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. When I come back, I'll talk about them and a couple other things coming up right after this break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Well, for your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update, I've picked the big city, the capital, the one and only of Kiowa County, Hobart. 70 degrees, dew point 69, humidity's 97, the winds are out of the south-southwest at 19 miles an hour with wind gust up to 25. 24-hour rain total at the Mesonet Center there in Hobart, 1.65 inches. I wonder, where is that Mesonet Center? Somebody had to text that in to me. And then, because I know Daryl out west of town, not very far, a mile or two there west of town on the blacktop, got 2.5, so I just wonder what the difference is there. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 70 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunset at 6:52. Today, 100% chance of thunderstorms, 77 for a high. Tonight, 80% chance of rain showers, 63 for a low. South winds, 13 to 16 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain showers, 72 degrees with south winds. 15 to 20 miles an hour tomorrow. So just rain, keep it coming. We'll take all of it you can give us. All right, let's see here. We got to talk about stockmans here. Here we go. We are seeing a dramatic increase in foot rot cases as a result of all the recent moisture that just happened yesterday. Early treatment is the key to avoid production loss and to minimize hoof, toe, and joint damage. Let us help as soon as lameness is detected. Also, please remember to keep an eye out on your pets and livestock as ticks are thriving. Ticks carry diseases for our pets and rob our livestock of production and weight gains. Contact us for easy treatment and prevention programs for all species. It's also time to plan fall calf working and a vaccination program for your cow herds. Call us and we can work together on a program and schedule that will fit your needs and production schedule. Also providing a full line of equine services, including vaccines and dental. Remember that good clean water is the most important nutrient for all of our pets and livestock. Please check your water sources regularly. Proudly serving all Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, providing full service to all species in a complete mixed animal practice. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse. It's changed now, but I'm still going to call her Dr. Mouse. At 580-225-0200, 0200-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after hours emergency. I got a great story for you guys tomorrow. We're getting closer to Veterans Day coming up in November. Well, my father-in-law and mother-in-law called me this morning, and they'd emailed me this story from a gentleman up there in North Central Oklahoma, around Enid to be exact. H.B. Evans celebrated his 101st birthday, and they went to it, and they talked to him. Matter of fact, my father-in-law said he gets around a lot better than he does, and so he's a retired ag teacher, and he also had a sheep operation going on. We'll get more into that tomorrow. But anyway, he's a World War II veteran, and he's getting ready to receive the French Legion of Honor Award, which is just like our big award here for military people. So anyway, it's going to be a great story tomorrow. I'll have it coming up in the third segment tomorrow, so don't miss that. Also, coming up November 9th, 2023, 6 p.m. at the brand new Elk City Golf and Country Club building, the Quail Forever Banquet. This is our 10th one, I believe. Anyway, you don't want to miss this. For information, get a hold of me or go to our North Fork Quail Forever Facebook page or contact Rusty Wilson at 580-243-8577. Help us support youth and their involvement in hunting and preserving habitat. And it's a great banquet. We're going to have games. We're going to have good food. And it's just going to be a wonderful time. And all this money stays right here in Harmon County, Greer County, Beckham, and Roger Mills. So please, and it's easy to do. Just get on line, quailforever.org. Scroll down to event tabs, hit the North Fork one, and it'll be easy to find. Buy it online. Please help us by buying online. It makes the door go a lot faster also. So there you have that right there. Greg Hartman, 4 miles southeast of Hobart. And I got another one from there we go. That's where we're at. So anyway, we know where it's at. No wonder there's so much difference, 5 or 6 miles from Daryl's house. Okay, what do we got on here? Oh, I got a little some little tidbits on the hay reports. Milk production in the U.S. dropped slightly to 18.2 billion pounds in September, according to the USDA's milk production report. This was 3.4% less than milk production in August, and the third consecutive month of decline. The national dairy herd shrank by 6,000 cows and is roughly 36,000 head smaller than it was a year ago September. Milk production per cow was also down for the last month at 1,943 pounds per cow. Cattle and calves on feed for the U.S. slaughter market and feedlots capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.6 million head as of October 1st. Inventory is up 1% year over year and is the second highest October inventory since 1996. Placements in feedlots during September totaled 2.21 million head, and marketing and fed cattle were at 1.66 million head. Let's see here. I think that's about it for that part. All right. So let's see here. I go to the text line. I didn't. We had 2 tenths at Crawford, 64 one-hundredths near Moorwood so far, and they're not currently. Somebody is trying to get a hold of the Fletching Ranch owned by Mrs. Lattimore. If anybody knows how to get a hold of them, please text in here to the text line, and I'll let this person know about that. If you can help me out there, trying to get a hold of the Fletching Ranch owned by Mr. Lattimore. If you can help out with that, I'd appreciate a phone number for this person. Doesn't say why she's needing to get a hold of them. I know for a fact she doesn't work for the IRS. And then, look here. We got 2 inches at Granite, according to the flag man from the Granite Car Wash, Mr. Pup Barnes. Thanks for texting that in, sir. Anyway, you guys, that's all the time I have today. Look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Enjoy your day. Enjoy the rain. Don't forget, it's National Farmers' Wives Day. Do something for your wife today. I've already started fights on Facebook, so we'll see what goes on. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
The biggest songs from the big